and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be, you've tuned in to today's Entrepreneur. I am your humble host, Andrea James. You've tuned in to the right place at the right time. Please strap in because today is going to be yet another live broadcast where you will come away with something. I want to say, first of all, thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning. You woke me up early this time. Thank you, Mommy, Daddy, ancestors. I got an internet radio show. And today, my guest, Ron Woodard, is a phenomenal author, a motivational speaker, and his story is just awesome. And we have some information to share with business owners today. I am going to also be taking notes myself, as I am each and every week. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my king, my co-host, my business entrepreneur for today's Entrepreneur, King Laron Woodard. Are you there?
I am here, Ms. James. How are you doing this morning?
I am blessed, highly favored, and in anticipation of this live broadcast today and what information we will be sharing. I want to say before I go any further that Laron Woodard is let me just say real quick how I met him. We had we both were involved in a online professional development course back in 2013, along with some other people across the country. Even though Laron Woodard and I have not met personally, we have made a professional connection over the internet and over the phone. And I just have to let other people know, which we already know today, that sometimes you meet people in other ways other than face-to-face. Face-to-face is the last way you meet. But we also continued our connection right around the holidays of 2016. Coming into 2017, he has mentored me through several business subjects, and we continue to keep that business relationship going. So I just wanted to let the people know that there are other ways to meet, and you and I are living proof of how that happens. So how are you doing after your weekend getaway with your fraternity brothers?
I am absolutely excellent. Well rested, stressed less, ready to rock and roll, looking forward to the future. Countdown to my daughter's graduation on May the 20th. And my birthday, June the 7th. We got a lot of traveling to do in between those dates. About 2.5 weeks of fun in the sun and feet in the sand. That's what we're looking forward to.
Today's subject is taking your business to the next level, but you can also, if you want, start with a little bit of your back history and then lead up into taking your business to the next level, which you have done personally, which you had to do it first before you can share it with anybody else, my king.
Okay, well, I tell you like this. It's all been a journey. I'm almost 42 years old now, and God gave me a journey amongst journeys. I am a survivor of 16 brain surgeries because of a health condition called hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain. And I've been telling my testimony, a miraculous testimony about healing, hope, inspiration, and motivation since I was 12 years old. That particular year there, I had 7 surgeries from February to June, 7 brain surgeries from the time of February to June of 1987. And, you know, just long story short, I've had several surgeries in between that. But in my journey, I constantly met people. And God literally told me, LaRon, it's time for you to write your book. So in that journey, I kept meeting people, and I ran across a longtime, I'll say, associate that I grew up with. And he was starting a personal development and business school. And he told me that, hey, LaRon, I want you to help me build this thing. So I did. And what that personal development and business school did was, bottom line, help me better myself and take my life to the next level. Help me become a better person, so that I can be a better person for my family and everybody that I come in contact with. And during that time, I became a published author during that time. But even before becoming a published author through that particular opportunity, I learned about this amazing way to bring cash into your household called cash gifting. Cash gifting. That's what you want to hear about today. It's an absolutely amazing way for individuals to bring cash money into their household and never having to punch a clock, never having to get a business loan, a title loan, whatever kind of loan, signature loan. It's a community of generous individuals that bless each other with cash money. That is absolutely the best way that I can say it. It's a generous community of individuals that bless each other with cash money. Audrey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever put money in a birthday card, Christmas card, and gave it to somebody?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We all have. We all have. That is
to the point that we almost expect it now, because we're been kind of trained that way since the first time that happened, maybe when we were little kids, when you got that first birthday card from the grandparents or an aunt or uncle or a close friend, and even if it was a dollar, it just changed your way of thinking. So we're pre-programmed now. When you open up that card that's addressed to you, and even though you see a nice little handwritten note in there, it's that actual paper money that falls out. It just says, wow, okay. Right?
Whether you know it or not, that is the absolute truth. We have been trained to think that way. When you get a birthday card, you automatically assume that there's money in it, because it has been several times. We actually would probably get a little upset, if not very upset, if we open up a birthday card, Christmas card, or whatever the case may be, and there was no money in it. All it was a nice message and a signature. But no money? No, we don't want that kind of card. That goes quickly into the garbage. We want to open up that envelope, open up that card, and see cash in. So, the cash gifting program, the earlier one that I was a part of, to now, all it is generous individuals blessing each other with cash donations, and they can put it in a card or whatever. They can wrap it up in the gifting statement, which that has to be done anyway. Wrap it up in the gifting statement and mail it off. So you could have hundreds to thousands of people mailing you cash. There is absolutely no better feeling than to go to your mailbox and not just get a bill out of it. Go to that mailbox, you see an envelope with your name on it, plus you're already going to know that it's coming anyway, so you're expecting it. You know, when we were little kids, right, we were anticipating Christmas. We were anticipating our birthdays and things like that. So when you know, when the system tells you that you have a cash donation on the way, it feels like Christmas, literally. So you're waiting on that mailman. You're looking in that mailbox. You're waiting on FedEx to knock on your door because that's Christmas time. And so to open up that envelope and see cash fall out of it, that is an amazing feeling. So to not be able to just go to the mailbox and just receive a bill, that's a total change. But see, here's the deal. This is what you're doing. You're sowing a financial seed in someone's life. You are operating a biblical principle that says, give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shake it together, running over, that men will give unto your bosom. That's Luke 6, chapter 38, verse. That's the King James Version. So you are exercising a biblical principle that works in that manner. You're giving, you're sowing a seed, you're giving someone a blessing, and that exact same thing is going to come back to you several times over. What you want out of life, you sow it first. So if you want abundant financial overflow, you sow it first. So many people just want to just take. No. They want somebody to give to them. But is something missing in all of that, which is you. You did not sow first. You did not give first, but you want everybody to give to you. That's the wrong mindset. So whether it's $25, $50, $100, all the way up to our $8,000 circle, when you give that initial donation, you can expect to receive several donations in that denomination. And with this, it's absolutely legal. Cash gifting is absolutely legal. It's so legal that several classes of people have done it. Several nationalities of people do it all day, every day. Okay, just think about something. Think about something, Andre.
I'm thinking.
I don't know if it's like that in California, but here in Memphis, Tennessee, it seems like there's a new gas station, a new grocery store, or some kind of business that's popping up from somebody that's not American. They're not African American, period. They're from another country, etc. Right?
Yes.
But most of those individuals, they didn't necessarily go to a bank. It was, and I'm just putting a name out there. It was Sally's time to get her gas station. So everybody in the family brought Sally $10,000. You got 100 people in this family. 100 people brought Sally $10,000. So multiply that and do your math. So Sally went and opened up her gas station. She was the recipient of those cash donations of $10,000 per family member. That's gifting. And all of those individuals that sowed that seed in Sally's life will be getting blessed from that eventually. Because their turn is coming. Their turn to sit in the middle of the room and everybody put $10,000 in the pot, $5,000 in the pot, whatever the case may be, to bless her. That's what this is. That's what this is on steroids. Cash gifting, giving a birthday card, Christmas card with money in it on steroids.
Or even a graduation, or a welcome a new baby, or a get well card, make you feel better, or even if we're kind of in between paychecks, or if it's people that are laid off their job, or the company closed, and their resources have been, how do you say it, depleted, and family and friends come together and said, okay, well, let's come together and help our family member, or help our close friend, or help our ex-coworker, or people in the neighborhood that accident has happened, an unfortunate situation. And even in the news today, people rally around strangers that they don't even know. And the money is just, we don't know where it's coming from, but automatically it's there to bless those people in the immediate financial need. It's happening each and every day. And it doesn't come from a bank. It doesn't come from a credit union. It doesn't come from, other financial institutions. Savings and loans, or these companies out here that you go to and get cash right away. It comes from family or friends or even strangers. And this is with no banks, no credit union, and there is no one that tells you no. Is that right? I didn't hear you say that any one of these circumstances, the word was no.
Yeah, everybody's a willing participant. Everybody's a willing participant in the community. You know, as long as you meet the guidelines, you must be 18 years of age or older, of course. You must be a citizen of the United States, and you must have a Gmail email address. It's really that simple, and of course, we added some qualifications. You must be honest. You must have integrity, and you must be willing to follow the rules and regulations of the community. And those rules are just as such: you have to send your gift off within a 24-hour time frame. call the individual that you are sending your gift to. Hey, may I speak to Andre? Hey, Andre, this is LaRon Woodard. I'm with the Cash Gifting Community, and I'm sending you your gift. Is your address such and such and such? Why do we do it like that? And why do we call them? Because the system is going to give that person's name, address, telephone number, and Gmail address. And so you call that person and let them know that you're sending their gift. You're sending it regular mail, UPS, FedEx, overnight. And even give them the tracking number if it's a gift that you have to send overnight, FedEx, UPS. It's so simple that a 10-year-old can do. As long as that 10-year-old knows how to write a letter, write on front of an envelope, write his name and address, that 10-year-old can do it. Sure can.
Well, with all that information, there may be some today's entrepreneur people on the line. Not on the line, but on the internet. And if you have questions for our guest, LaRon Woodard, any questions for your host or concerns, please dial 866-510-9025 or in Canada, 704-802-5056. Hit **, and you will I'll be able to see that you're on the line and that I will recognize you. But this is something that is this something that's been going on for some time and been called different names, and we just now, or is it something that's totally brand new?
Well, I'm gonna say it's definitely been going on forever and a day. And that's a long time. We just found out about it lately. Because, like I said, other nationalities of people do this all the time. Okay? This is not something that's too good to be true. We do it anyway. But this is on a larger scale. So, therefore, individuals are not used to getting gifts on a larger scale, receiving cash donations on a larger scale like that. You know, this is tax refund time. So you can literally have your tax refund check amount given to you through a cash gifting program in a week's time, a month's time, in a few days' time, what you would normally receive with your income tax check, you can receive with these cash donations. One of my favorite stories, this person, was my birthday weekend, 2015, I turned 40 years old, and my wife and I were going to Miami, Florida, June the 5th through the 9th, and we were going to Miami, Florida, so on the 4th, which was a Thursday, I got a knock on the door from UPS, FedEx, or one of them, saying that, giving me an envelope. And that envelope contained $500 in it. Me and my wife had a ball. We had a ball with the rest of that money. Of course, you know, we already had our money put to the side. But on top of that was extra. So it works. It works if you work it and you participate. It works if you work it and participate.
So it's something that, how is it keep working? How is it, where does the energy come from to keep this cash gifting going?
Well, I mean, it's just like this. Once you start, once you receive for the first time, you're going to be so excited, you're going to tell everybody about it. Will everybody do it? No, absolutely not. Everybody won't do it. But you know what it's done for you. So what all you want to do is be a blessing to somebody else. And for those that do it and receive from it, they're going to tell somebody else. So it's really an ongoing process. You'll find the right people. The right people will eventually come your way to be a blessing to with this opportunity. Everybody is not going to be a part of this opportunity. That is perfectly fine. All we want to do is be a blessing to the. That's it. Will everybody receive this blessing? No, they will not. Will everybody see and understand how the blessing works? No, they will not. But for the ones that see it and take advantage of it, those are the ones that will be blessed.
Well, some people may think that this is, again, a system of cash gifting. It's too good to be true. It doesn't work. Ponzi scheme, pyramid.
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, this cash gifting is backed by the IRS. You can Google. Everybody goes to Google now to find out information. You can Google cash gifting law. Google cash gifting law. And the cash gifting law basically states any one person can gift another person up to $14,000 in a calendar year. Any one person can gift another person up to $14,000 in a calendar year and not have to pay taxes on that money. So imagine 100 people, 1,000 people, or more gifting you $14,000. Is that not life-changing or what?
Of course it is. Life-changing. That's better than the lotto, where your chances in winning the lotto are how many millions to one?
Right. So therefore, I'm gonna say it like this: once you made the decision to join the cash gifted community and sowed your seed and helped a few other people, blessed a few other people with this information, I'm gonna literally say when everybody repeat that system, your lottery, your overflow, your abundant financial overflow is coming. It's coming. And you don't have to, and you do not have to do a whole lot to be involved. You can baby step this thing. You know, you can baby step it, tell a few friends about it. Once you receive your first few gifts and you see that it works, hey, push on through the process, keep it going, and tell some more people about it. This thing works off of duplication, multiplication. So therefore, tell a few friends about it, bless a few friends with this information, and have a few friends do the same thing. I lost count how many people that I blessed with this. I would literally have to look at the computer screen to see how many people I blessed with this opportunity.
Well, I see that it's the bottom of the hour. And there's something that I want to share when we come back. We're at a half-hour break. We're going to be going to pay some bills real quick. So stay right where you are. We will be, don't make a move. We will be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, thank you for that. We are back. Well, something popped up on my screen just before I went to break. There was a research that was just done, and it says, claim the money paid to join is a gift. Fact. Gifting clubs all meet the definition of a illegal pyramid scheme, despite jargon that may be used to disguise the true nature of the program. Claim no laws are broken if you gift in cash and not sent through the U.S. mail service. And then there's a link, www. Ennis and Nancy, C as in Charge, Charles, D as in David, O as in Orange Juice, J as in John.gov /consumer/investment. Work and money making schemes /giftingclubs.aspx. That's information that was, it says the information is from North Carolina DOG. Any comments on that, Mikey?
Well, people that don't understand it make up anything else. People that are fearful, and you know, I'll say like this. This is what's coming in my head now. Ignorance is costly. Ignorance is expensive because you miss out on a lot of great things because you're ignorant to the fact. I just told you. And prove to you on the internet where you can go to show that everything about this is legal. If the IRS says that it's legal, it's legal. If the IRS says this is, and I'll just say it like I just said, if the IRS says you can do this and it's legal, you can do this and it's legal. It's a gift. You are giving somebody a gift. So, therefore, there's nothing illegal about giving someone a gift. When people talk about Ponzi schemes and things like that, you're talking about a system where somebody's paying into something and expecting a return. And they did not receive it. That a Ponzi scheme is under a business model. This is not under a business model. This is a system that's designed for individuals to bless each other with cash money. Once you're the receiver, you will receive four gifts. Once you receive your four gifts, you come out and the next person goes in. They receive their four gifts, they come out and the next person goes in. There's no fat cat that's sitting at the top getting all the money. It's actually a circle, not a pyramid. In the third grade, we learned our shapes, did we not, Andrea?
Circles, squares, triangles, rectangles.
There we
yes.
go. So, it's not a circle is not a pyramid. So, once you rotate, once you're in the center of the circle, you rotate out. I rotate. If I'm in the center of the circle, I receive my four gifts. I rotate out. You go in. You in the center, you receive your four gifts. You rotate out. The next person goes in. And so forth and so on. Nobody stays there. Nobody's at the top getting all the money. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So you're saying there is no one person at the top of a pyramid because there is no pyramid structure in this cash mm-hmm. gifting. It's a circle.
It's a circle. When they look at how the system is set up, the diagram of how the system is set up, they will see that it is a circle. It's not a square. It's not a pyramid. It is a circle with four spaces for individuals that's coming in to bless the person in the center. Then they progress. The person in the center moves out. Then the next person goes in. And it rotates, and it rotates. A circle rotates.
And what is the power behind the rotation? It can't just be, how you say it? You, it sounds like you have to keep putting people in the four spaces in order for people to get to the middle of the circle. And on that, people that have questions for our guest today, please dial 866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056. Hit **, and I will recognize you and welcome your questions, comments, especially on a subject such as this cash gifting, where you don't hear something like this every day. Although, LaRon, as you said earlier, there are people that are doing this sort of thing, I want to say, all around the country. It's private cash gifting. That's why you don't hear about it. You don't hear about it on the on Facebook. You don't see it on the internet anywhere, because it is private, from rich people to middle class people to people that are in different different countries, and it's quiet as it's kept, because they all want to keep it private, and it's word of mouth. That's how it is. The information or the invitation to this circle is word of mouth?
Yes. Yes, you have to be invited by someone. With this particular community, you cannot post on social media about this. Absolutely not. This is not for everybody and anybody. Everybody on social media does not have honesty and integrity. So they cannot do this. So we have to personally do our own selection process, weeding out process. That's why we don't invite everybody, because everybody's not going to do what they the right thing with this blessing. And if they do not, if people do not follow the rules, the community will kick you out, for a lack of a better term, remove you swiftly, and you will not be able to come back in. So if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't follow the rules, they put you out.
And the rules sound as if they're really not hard to follow?
No, they're not hard to follow.
Or hard to qualify?
Not hard to qualify. No, you're absolutely correct. Not hard to qualify, not hard to follow, but still, this is not for everybody. You know, there's a minimum that we ask individuals to invite, but there's not a maximum. We ask that you invite two people. Bless two people with this. And have them do the same. That creates your duplication and allows this to continuously flow. That's it. But there's no maximum. If you have an organization with 5,000 people in it, and 5,000 people want this financial blessing, then they can have it. Just as long as they follow the rules.
And so the rules, go ahead, for anybody who.
So for anybody that has a huge network, that person will pick and choose the individuals that he or she wants to bring in, and it's going to be a huge blessing for everybody that's participating. And doing it that way, everybody following each other, everybody playing follow the leader all the way up, you can be receiving cash gifts so fast that your head will spin. It can literally be Christmas every other day, depending on your mail.
Well, that's
And when I say it can be literally be Christmas every other day, that means that your cash gifts are hitting your mailbox or your front door, knocking on your front door every other day. Life changes.
Well, I see there is another website, www.wikihow.com/make sure your gift. Make sure your cash gifting is legal. That's another link.
Right. And now, we don't even have to do that. We're talking about a specific cash gifting that you and I are in. Okay? Specific. We know it works. Okay? But everybody else don't know necessarily that it works. Because they may have listened to the naysayers and missed their blessing. Or they could have gotten a cash gifting program where people weren't doing the right thing. That wasn't heavily policed. And because I've been a part of one in particular that was not heavily policed, and the individuals were doing everything that they was big enough and bad enough to do, and it got shut down. But this particular one here, almost 2 years for me, has blessed my family tremendously. My wife's a school teacher, so she does not work in the summertime. But guess how we were able to supplement the income that was not coming in for her being a school teacher? Through cash gifts. cash donation because we bless other people with cash. And that cash comes to us. Now cash comes to us. So we don't have any stress. We would not be able to take a 2.5 week vacation if it was not for us doing some things differently. That includes this particular cash gifting program, that community that we're affiliated with.
But in order to keep this private cash gifting community circle going, a minimum of 2 people have to be invited by each person. And if the people that are already on the circle don't invite somebody, is the circle at a standstill?
It will. It will slow the process down. But nobody's down and out. All you have to do is just regroup and tell and keep telling somebody, keep sharing the opportunity with someone, with everybody you see that you trust or that you think could be blessed by this, that you think have honesty, integrity, respect, and would like this kind of financial blessing. There's an abundance of people out here that could utilize this system. So the supply of people is unlimited. So run your mouth. Everybody, run your mouth. Don't just get in and think that, oh, my gift's going to keep coming. No. No, they won't. Because it will slow down.
Are there any repercussions from this cash gifting group that might come to the attention of the IRS and they come in and put on blast the people that are in it and say, oh, no, got to put a halt to it?
No. That's in big capital letters. No.
You can say that in confidence. No.
Big capital letter. N-O. No. Because one thing that we do have, okay, when I say we mail cash in the mail and UPS, FedEx, you always mail your cash donation with a gifting statement. That gifting statement is a statement, piece of paper, that says, Aileron Woodard, give Andrea James $100. And I'm paraphrasing here. Aileron Woodard, give Andrea James $100. This is a gift. I do not expect anything in return, so on and so forth. My name, address, fold the money into the envelope, mail it off. And keep those gifting statements. Because when you receive an influx of cash, people are going to want to know, where did you get this influx of cash from? So all you do is you pull out your box, your envelopes of cash gifting statements. And what the IRS, anybody, whatever, who has a question, oh, you're part of a gifting program. Oh, okay. Great. Because it's perfectly legal.
Well, for those who have any questions on this cash gifting private community, please dial 866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056, because this sounds like some either people are understanding it or it's maybe too good to be true, or they're just saying, it's not something that I want to know more about. But at the same time, if you go to the bank, sit down and talk to a loan officer and they look at your credit and they say, gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Wooder, we can't help you today because your credit rating is too low, or you just don't qualify, you haven't been on your job long enough to build up stability, or they just say no for some other reason, and you go to your credit union, which is sometimes a little bit more lenient than banks, how are they going to tell you no? Because supposedly credit unions work a little bit better than banks do. But you still are the, 24-hour loans, loan me money now, money right here in my hand.com. And they advertise on TV all the time that it's just you come in and you come out with money. And that's not always the case because they have guidelines that you have to follow. Application you have to fill out, how long you've been on your job, what's your credit rating, who do you owe, what's your outstanding bills. So there again, the institutions, financial institutions that are put in place supposedly to help people in bad times doesn't always work. So what happens? You're kind of in between a rock and a hard place. Then what do you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Andre. While we are on the phone and you're interviewing me, we're talking on your show, I'm sitting in front of my laundromat, right? I just got back from out of town, and so I drove up here since we've been on the interview, right? On your show?
Yes.
When I started this laundromat 9 years ago, I was still under bankruptcy. I was still under bankruptcy when I started this laundromat. So I got this laundromat started with a whole lot of faith, whole lot of prayer, a whole lot of creative ways to fund my business. And one of the main ways that I funded my business heavily was through cash donations, through a cash gifting community. That's how I funded this business.
Was that to start it up or to keep it going?
More so to keep it going. More so to keep it going. Like I said, the business that we've been in business for 9 years. I've been doing cash gifting. Cash gifting for 5 years. So cash gifting has helped me fund this place for a number of years, and I don't have to go to the bank necessarily if I don't want to.
But when you do go to the bank, you're making a deposit because of the cash gifting that's come in.
When I go to the bank, I'm either cashing in my money or I'm making a deposit. I'm cashing the quarters for dollars or I'm making a deposit.
And there again, it's no application process that you have to fill out, and they have to do a background check on you to see if you're an upstanding citizen. Or they, for some reason, they'll give just about any reason to disqualify you and tell you no, and there's no looking at your credit and saying, oh, no, you don't qualify. Plus, when you apply for a credit card or you apply for a credit loan or anything like that, each time you do that, there is an inquiry that's now on your credit report. Does this cash gifting community do a background check or make an inquiry on your credit report?
Absolutely not. And see, like I said, this is something where the individual has to be invited. So I invited you because we had our relationship. I knew where your integrity lied. I knew what kind of person you were. So you told me that you would be interested in this, and yes, you do need a financial blessing. That's what you told me. So you became a part of this. So now you're going out and you're sharing this. So everybody that comes in has to be invited. That's the beautiful thing.
I want to say we have about a minute left, and I want to say thank you to those people that are listening this morning. Thank you for the people that listen on a regular basis. And for those people who want to hear this broadcast again, you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, click on today's entrepreneur banner, and click podcast, and you'll be able to hear this live broadcast once it's downloaded, or listen to other broadcasts from the very first show of October of last year. My King, LaRon Woodard, I want to thank you for the information that you have presented to us this morning with financial blessings, no banks, no credits, and people who want to have fun their businesses, this might be a way to go. But in closing, it's breaking the chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, staying in the black financially, legally, 365 by any means necessary. That sounds like what this is, just another opportunity to do that. So in closing, LaRon Woodard, I want to thank you for being my guest this morning. And we will see you next time. Make sure that you're in the right place at the right time. Thank you very much.